Hello and welcome to the Teacher Feature Podcast. My name is Ray and I'm here with
Elizabeth White.
So what subject do you teach?
Well, I teach a variety of subjects. I teach English 3 for special education, and then I also teach studies and transition skills this semester, and next semester I will teach College 101.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So how's your day been?
My day's been pretty good, actually. It's Friday. Yeah. So, you know, things are great.
Yeah. Always good at the end of the week just to start off next, end off, you know, better. So I guess I'll get into it. So today we're going to be talking about stress. And to you, what is the most common problem students stress about in school?
I think that they stress about their grades. A lot of the time when students come with me about stress and anxiety, it's mainly due to the grades are falling, and it's because something either happened or something occurred to where they just got a little distracted.
Yeah.
And it can just lead to them getting behind in that, and so therefore they have the stress that they have.
Yeah. So obviously stress is harmful for learning, but, like, why is it, like, most prominent in learning? Like, would stress show up more in a learning environment than a home environment?
Oh, I don't think so. I think stress is just a natural part of life, so it shows up no matter what environment you tend to be in, and it's all about a matter of how do you deal with it.
Yeah.
So early on in life, we're taught certain things of how to deal with stressors in the home, but then all of a sudden when you get to the school atmosphere, a lot of times you can't take those stress reliefs with you, per se, to the school environment.
Yeah.
So it gets a little bit difficult of how to maintain a healthy stress level instead of just having one that's a little bit out of whack all the time.
No, yeah. And saying that, how does the stress from school impact stress outside of school?
Well, I think it can just add to it. Everybody has an outside home life that is not pertained to school at all. And so because we have two different environments that people go in and out from on a day-to-day basis, I think it's really hard to manage in both places your stress, and then you just carry it with you. So if you can't manage it in one spot and then you're able to go to this different environment, usually you carry that with you, and then it can just build upon that and not be able to be taken care of properly.
For sure. And you were saying you teach special education with English.
I do.
Is that, like, with IEPs?
It is.
Yeah. Don't get too specific because I know everything is personal with that stuff, but what's the definition of an IEP just, like, in general?
So an IEP stands for an Individualized Education Plan. That is where every single student gets their own plan for their education while they're here at the school.
Yeah. And then, just having an IEP, like, have you face a harsh reality of life quicker than other students?
It can at sometimes. We have our students focus a lot on their transition of what they're going to do after high school, what do they want to pursue, because a lot of what we do here is to help them get to that point.
Yeah.
So I think they may see it as us bugging them a whole lot, but I think it's good because we know that ideas, dreams, their reality after school changes constantly.
Yeah.
So the more that we talk about it, the more they realize that it's really okay to change your mind. Mm-hmm. And as long as somebody has your back to help you plan for that, we do the best that we can to get that student where they want to go in the future.
Yeah. So back on that question, you basically, an IEP is something to help the kid deal with the harsh reality of life they face with.
I don't know if it's dealing with the harsh reality. It's just a plan for the education.
Yeah. All right.
So everybody's plan should be and is different from each other. Whether or not they have the same educational identification as to why they have one, everyone's plan is different from each other because we're specifically dealing with an individualized person.
Yeah. Moving on that, how does stress affect IEP students differently than students without IEPs? Like, students with IEPs, I know it's different in every situation, but, like, not specific to one person, what's a common, like, thing that, like, people stress out with?
A common stressor with students is basically dealing with anxiety.
Yeah.
They have a lot of anxiety about school, and it's basically not being able to necessarily regulate when that anxiety shows up. Mm-hmm. It could be something as simple as a pencil snapping, and all of a sudden that brings them to a terrible dark place full of negativity that they cannot get away from. It could be something as, I mean, hardcore as like seeing a fight in the middle of the school cafeteria. Yeah. You know, we hope that that doesn't happen often. But the triggers for stress can be different for everyone. And because of that, I think it makes it a little bit harder for them because they need more help building those skills in order to make themselves more successful adults, to be able to handle the stress, know how to get rid of it healthy, and to be able to then hopefully make it in life afterwards, have a family, and then teach their kids how to healthily be able to handle things that happen to them in life.
If we didn't have IEPs, how do you think students with like brain roadblocks in general, disabilities, whatever you want to call them, however you want to say that, how would that affect them?
I think it would be a whole lot harder with people trying to understand what's happening.
Yeah.
We have a lot of talented teachers in this building that do a lot for every single kid that's here, regardless whether they have an IEP or not. Mm-hmm. But not having those in place would make it very, very hard for certain students to succeed. And the point of the IEP is to not do the work for them.
It's to help them.
But to help them be successful themselves so they realize that they can, and like they can do certain things. They just might need a little bit extra here and there to help them get to where they need, because there's a deficit or there might be an anxiety issue, whatever the case may be, just so they can be successful and have the same opportunities that other people have.
And another thing I wanted to cover during this podcast is the education system is kind of like, do you feel like the education system is in a good place?
I feel like there could be a lot of changes done. Unfortunately, I do not have the answers to what those are.
No, yeah.
Just some of the things, the way we do things, it seems like other countries may have a better foothold on how they do things and how they work programs. Just hypothetically, like taking it in Europe, where when you are in a certain grade level, I believe it's middle school, you are able to basically take an aptitude test, which I'm not saying that middle schools should probably do this because they're a little bit immature. But if they knew that it affected their lives, like maybe they take it more seriously and they get on this track, whether they want to do the more technical things that we need out in life or whether they want to go to college. And they basically then separate them from middle school on for this life of, hey, this is what, you know, we want you to do. Well, in theory, that looks great.
But on paper.
And all of a sudden, what happens if you change your mind later? Are you able to change your mind? I don't know enough about it to really comment any further on it. Just that there are many other opportunities that we could probably look at to see if we wanted to adopt and change. But our system, while it's broken,
it's what we
have
intact
right now. Yep, it's the best we have right now until somebody comes along and has a plan.
Yeah. So on to that subject. So our school system isn't the greatest, but then we have Europe where it looks good, but like, there's like problems arises. Should education be more of a mental thing or a mental and like handwork thing? Like, you know what I mean?
Well, no, I know exactly what you mean. Is it more technical or is it more of a, hey, like we need to definitely just push the college route on people and just make it more academic strenuous? I think that both would be a shame just because we need both in order for our society to work.
Yeah, what I was saying is you'd have a mix of the technical and college, so they get a feel for both of them.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. So it's not necessary. So it's open for everyone. Yes.
It's like everyone, like once you get out of high school, you decide which route you want to go, but you would have the technical and also the college routes. Like you see how both of them go. Do you think would be beneficial?
I think that would be a great idea. In an ideal world, if we had enough teachers and enough, like, I mean, I guess the kids would just have to do it, but I think that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
And just be able to have that choice be made readily clear and not necessarily just, I mean, we have a great Lewis and Clark program that I love recommending my students to, and it's sad to me sometimes that only a certain amount of kids can go there and not be more, I guess, school-wide available. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that might change in the future. I mean, that would seriously be fantastic, but I think that we would have to have a little bit more educational funding in order for that to happen. Yeah. But yes, I mean, any choices that you can give people when they're at this level, especially at the high school level, would be better off for all the students, I think.
Yeah, most definitely. My last question for you, and it's just a simple one. For teachers, what would you give advice for helping students in their class deal with stress?
So what I would do is, and what I have done recently is actually start meditation. So there's some programs and free apps that people have that you can download on your phone really quick. And if you start even practicing on the weekends of this deep full art of meditation where you just take deep breaths, sometimes when your brain gets deprived of oxygen, it kind of starts acting weird, and it's kind of like a refresher for it. Yeah. So if you need a change in your brain or you need to de-stress on something, the best thing you can do is to take deep breaths for yourself. And I know that that's a cliche and that your mom's probably been telling you that since you were five. Mm-hmm. Go in the corner and take a deep breath. But it's honestly true. But I guess doing it through artful meditation, people don't necessarily think about it as your mom telling you to take deep breaths because it's somebody else who's on this other side of this app that you have no idea who it is and telling you to take breaths at a certain time. It really helps you control how you're feeling a little bit better if you are disciplined enough to do so.
And that would be both for, like, students and teachers.
Yes, I used to do it on my plan period. I unfortunately ran out of free trials, so I've got to find another free app for meditation. But I used to do it, and it was only 3 minutes, short, quick, pretty much. You can go do it on a walk to go get a drinking, you know, from the drinking fountain if you needed a space from your classroom in order to do it. My plan period was a great time for me to just take 3 minutes to breathe and relax a little bit. I just think that that's a great idea.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for coming on.
Well, thank you for asking me.
For sure. So this has been the Teacher Feature. I hope you all guys have a great day, and see you next podcast.